This is channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy. This was the morning of the 19th of May, 1971, on the 220 machine. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971, on the 220 machine. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971, on the 220 machine. It's channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971, on the 220 machine. Channel 2 over. And a continuation of the visit of Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. Now the tape starts at about 10 more units. The tape starts in about 10 more units.
Since I teased him one day, he said, "Well, I think I'll come home." I said, "Oh, yes." He says, "I think I'm going to work over there." I said, "Oh, where?" "Over there with Mr. Rogers." I said, "Is he going to pay enough money?" He done told me he wasn't paying enough money to come up here. He said, "I think me and him will make it pretty good." I said, "I hope so." You know, he went to Mr. Rogers, and Mr. Rogers hired him, and he's been there ever since. As I told him, I said, "If he seen Mr. Rogers could do without him," I said, "then he'd find a chance to go to see him."
Yeah.
I said, "He's glad he got there." I said, "He ain't going nowhere, is he?" "Well, he's done stayed there till Mr. Rogers is tired of the place." So he said, "So Mr. Rogers going to sell it." So he said,
"Mr. Rogers has had a whole lot of that restaurant, hasn't he?"
Hmm?
"Mr. Rogers has had a whole lot of the restaurant."
Uh-huh.
"I imagine it'd be nice to get out of it for a while."
Uh-huh. But he says he's tired of it,
mm-hmm.
And his wife's tired of it.
Yeah.
So I said, "Well, what is you going to do now?" He said he's going to rest, hunt, fish, and things like that. Mm-hmm. Fool with it no more. I said, "Well, he got enough money to last him from now on." "He is."
"He ought to have plenty of money."
"Well, yes, he got enough money to last him from now on."
"He won't have to worry about the money now."
"And by the time he get paid for that place over there, he'll have more than he needs."
"Yeah. Faye, what was that Miss Betcher was telling you about, she said something about the Miss Liza's house down there, that
she said, what was it? Anna wanted to leave."
"Mm-hmm. Yes, I heard that too. I heard that they were wanting to sell it and move to Georgia with Carrie's sister. That's what I heard one time, Miss Ma." Carrie's sister had a place up there. She would sell them for $800. And they were going there. That's what I heard one time. I ain't hearing them say nothing, because I ain't been down there in a long time. Then I heard again that they was on Anna wanted to sell the place and go back to Palm Beach. She's tired of staying out here. Nobody visits you. Nobody come to see you. And then she was going back to Palm Beach where her friends were. And said, Carrie told her this. Said, this is the best place for you. Then you can go to Palm Beach. You can sell the place. Go to Palm Beach if you want. But I'm not going. I'll go to a home. I won't live long, but I'll go before I go back to Palm Beach. So I said this. I said she'll be sorry. I said she sold her place and tried to move somewhere. I said it ain't gonna be a bit better. I said, I'll agree with Carrie. Carrie told her when you was in Palm Beach, you had two legs. Now, if you go back there, you go with Nam.
Yeah.
I said, I'll agree with Carrie. I says, what do she want a move for now in the shape she's in? I said, ain't nobody gonna notice her. I said, when she was there, she could walk. I said, she can't walk now. And ain't nobody gonna walk to her all the time. I said, they can go on. I said, but this, right there, what lies will get them.
Yeah.
I said, that didn't cost them nothing.
Yeah.
I said, from what they say, if they moved to Georgia with Hattie, I said, they can't get along with her on a visit. More or less moving up there. Well, somebody did say how many $1,000s they wanted for the place. But I don't think they's ever got that fixed. Well, I said, I ain't talked down, I ain't hear them, but just what she tell other folks, you see.
I think she's tired of this.
Tired of these bushes. Now, she told me that.
Oh, really?
She's tired of these bushes. But she can't do nothing in the bushes and can't do nothing in the road. She told me that she thought she would move to town. Well, Mr. Miles ain't a thing in town for her.
No.
Nothing told.
No.
She's out here. She on the welfare. They doing a good part by. All right. Go to work and sell your place. How long will it take you to use up the money?
Oh, it'll fly.
As often as you have to go to the doctor. Besides your grocery bill. Well, you don't have to pay no rent. They don't have to pay no tax. So, the way I see it, they's in a clear place. Got a clear home. And I think when you're doing well, you better let well do, do you?
When you're getting along.
When you're getting along.
I think she gets tired of this fella up here coming in all.
Well, I said this, and I tells Bessie. Bessie said that she thinks that's her trouble. Arthur worries
yeah.
so big.
Yeah.
I said, well, she know Arthur. I said, she know Arthur when she come. I said, Arthur ain't gonna do nothing but talk, just like she talk. I said, look like she ought to get used to Arthur sometime. Hear him and don't hear nobody. See him and I ain't see nothing coming. I said, that's what I used to tell Liza. They'll get tired of Arthur the way he do. But if Arthur needs anything and they got a dime, Arthur get it.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Arthur get it. Well, if you're all that tired of him, why don't you quit helping him?
Yeah.
And maybe you'd have a little rest here. He take his money and do what he want to do with it. All right, and all his gone. Well, then they take over.
Yeah.
I never would have started. I told lies I wouldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't do it now. Well, he just thinks they got to do what he wants done. Why do he think that? Because they've been doing it. That's why. But it'll be a different story from worrying with Arthur if she sells her place and try to go somewhere else to live. It'll be a worse away ratio.
Miss Daisy, a while ago when you was telling me about that, you joined the church when you was 15 years old.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Granddaddy don't go back that far, does he?
Mm-mm.
He didn't start that young.
Mm-mm. Granddaddy never joined the church till after me and him was married.
Yeah.
Yeah, me and him was married.
Well, now, what got after him? Did he get in a revival?
I don't know what got after him, but he joined in a revival. They were running the revival meeting when he joined.
Yeah. Well, now that revival, you see, that really gets people.
Mm-hmm. But I went by myself. Mm-hmm. You know, folks, lots of folks, they think it's funny about me. But I tell them this. I'm made just like I'm made, and I likes my make. You know, somebody always want to go somewhere. If they ain't going nowhere, they always want somebody to come to see them. Just sit and talk. Well, lots of time they ain't talking about nothing.
Absolutely.
Most of the time, they're talking something don't concern them.
Just chatter.
They ain't got no business talking about that.
Yeah.
Well, they get at me about not visiting. I said, I never did visit much. I didn't. And ever since I married and had my family, when I go to the field, before I had my family, when I go to the field and work every day, well, when I come home, I got enough to entertain me.
Yes.
I ain't got no time to visit.
Yeah.
And rightly, I don't need a visitor.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I got my company.
Yeah.
Right there. Well, they try to say I'm selfish, but I'm not. I'm not that. I'm not. Now, they think I ought to come down there every day. Well, I can't do that. I don't have time. Well, now, they have this woman. She come there
Ms.
Tuesday
Hall.
And Wednesday and Friday. Well, she come there and do her work, but she keep them company while she there. Now, she down there now. Yeah, she ain't going here. She been down there since 4-8 o'clock this morning. She comes right behind Burnett's bus. and go down and speak. Well, now that's a thing I never see no sense in. I don't see where they need that woman there. Carrie could sweep up the house if she wanted to. Anna, she makes up her bed some days. Well, if she make it up today, if it needed, she can make it up tomorrow. She cooks. Anna cooks. Well, I just don't understand myself.
What does that lady do, Miss Daisy?
Nah. That's what I say. I don't know what she do. But you know the bad part about it, Mr. Martin. This woman was coming 2 days out of week. She used to come Tuesday and Friday. Well, that wasn't enough. They needed her another day. The welfare give her another day. That's the day. Well, now, when she leave today, she be right back Friday. That's it. All right. They say she ain't doing nothing. That's what Carrie say. She's just getting the money what they ought to be getting. I say she just getting paid for her work. I say that's what she doing. She don't work. She don't do nothing. She never cooks the dinner. She'll put it on. Well, then I have to cook it. That's what before Anna started cooking. All right, she put it on. Now, Anna said, Miss Hall don't have time to finish the dinner. But I can finish. I said, you can put it on and cook it. Can't you? She said, I do it every Sunday. And I cooks on a Saturday. I cook lots of my Sunday dinner on Saturday. Well, why fuss about what the welfare paying Miss Hall when you want them to pay it? They ain't gonna put her there for nothing. She's not there on charity. She's there for pay. Well, now you know you need the money. Why don't you get up and do what Lily do? And then you wouldn't have nothing to fuss about.
You know Miss Hall?
Oh, yes, sir. I know.
Well, is she don't mind working?
No. Now, she worked down there till noon. Then she go home, and she go on another job. And her legs hurts her so bad sometimes she can't hardly stand on them. But she just keeps a walking on them.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. She don't stop when she leaves there. She go home and go to her other job. Now, she might have washed yesterday. And she went home. If so, she lied today. Or go somewhere to clean up today. This evening. Probably get up now and tomorrow.
But she stays busy. She don't mind working.
No, sir.
So if they had any work for her, she'd do it.
That's right. They wanted to work. Well, they asked the welfare for her another day. They wanted 3 days. She was giving them 2 pieces of days. Well, they wanted 3 pieces of days. Well, why? To get something to talk about?
Did I tell you about Burnett?
Did you tell me about Granddad?
Burnett.
No.
The other day before it rained, I met this car coming. Boy, the dust was thick out there. And what I generally do, I start to stay in the middle of the road so the car will have to slow down.
That's right.
And won't spread so much dust. But this one didn't slow down, Miss Daisy.
Mm-hmm.
It just hit the ditch and kept a going, and I saw who it was.
Who was it?
Miss Burnett.
Burnett, he hit the ditch, but he didn't stop.
No, he just kept going, and I hollered at him. I don't know what I said. I just hollered at him. You know, I said, "Why don't you watch your hurry? You know what the weather is, you know." And he stopped up the road, little Pete. And I was almost stopped too, so I backed on up there. He turned around just a little bit, you know, just to see what was going on. He thought I was trying to. I guess he thought I was trying to tell him something.
Mm-hmm.
I said to him, you know, this is pretty dry weather. It's going to cover me up with the dust. And, you know, he just lost all patience. He says he couldn't help about that. He says the dust was the Lord's business.
That's just like Burnett.
The other way.
Uh-huh.
I just quit going this dirt road because I didn't want to get into the Lord's business with Burnett. And he didn't slow up.
That's Burnett.
Oh, me. J.R. been over here recently?
J.R. was over here yesterday. Last night, Lee. Bess is cooking for him till Friday. You don't seem on Friday.
Yeah.
Is that when he gets paid?
When he gets paid off. He goes the other way.
Well, guy, I came back the other day from the store, and did I see a house down there by George Mitchell's?
A house?
Uh-huh.
Oh, he's pulling them, building them a house. He's putting up a house down there.
Oh, is he?
Mm-hmm.
Is he making any headway?
Yes. In fact, I think they got it where they can go in it.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Got a roof on it.
Okay.
Well, all I saw was some windows.
Mm-hmm. Well, they got the floor in there and the top thing. They got some furniture in there. You see, when... they were here to the funeral.
Yeah.
His son-in-law and different ones. They worked on it. Faithful. His nephew, his wife's nephew and things. Oh, it was a bunch of them around them. So I think before they went back, they weatherboarded it up. The top was on it. They put some windows in. So he... been working on it too. So they, I think he's moving in it. It ain't finished, but it's where they can live in it.
Well, now that's pretty nice when they were down here. Very nice.
Well, you see, that didn't cost him nothing. Yeah. That labor they put there, them two or three days, that was just a donation. It didn't cost him.
You know, I don't believe George wants to put out the money, Miss.
He don't. He don't.
He just not used to
He don't want to put out the money and don't want to put out the label.
Either one.
And it ain't much of his money. The most of the money that's going in that house is them children's money. And money different ones donated them.
Oh.
George ain't got nothing. And ain't trying to get nothing.
Well, the children might as well just go ahead and do it then, hadn't they?
Mm-hmm. And you see, his children, if they could bill it, they would go ahead. But he ain't got them boys here. No. Nah. You see,
Elsie's not here?
He went back to New York with his brother-in-law.
Oh, he did.
What else? He ain't gonna stay nowhere too long. He got too much of George blood in him.
Yeah. Now, you know, when I first saw him, he was a little boy.
Who that?
Elsie.
Oh, yeah.
And he was good. Oh, he'd
listen. He'll wait. Elsie, what?
He'd listen to you. And then all of a sudden, it looked like somebody had just put something in his ear. I think they did.
Mm-hmm.
He wasn't worth shooting.
That's right.
He wasn't a thing you could do with him.
And it's just like that today. He
yeah.
do when he want to. Well, not hey. And what he do, when he get tired, he go. You can't depend on him. Care how bad you're needing him, when he get ready to go, he's gone. He gonna move.
Yeah. But J.R. look pretty good?
Yeah, J.R. looks pretty nicely. He was clean and everything.
Well, what come over him?
J.R.?
Yeah.
What you
clean
mean?
And everything.
I don't know. Well, one thing I know. Bessie get at him every chance she can get.
Oh, does she?
Oh, yeah, she gets him behind.
But now over there where he works, you see, they're the ones that looks to me like they're the ones that could get after him. Just make him clean up before he comes up there.
That's what I think, Mr. Ma.
I don't know. That might be easier said than done, Miss Daisy.
Well, I guess I'd better go.
Well,
see what his granddaddy doing. He left home by 11 o'clock yesterday. And he never got back till after 6.
Is that granddaddy?
Mm-hmm. He left there with Buddy yesterday by 11 o'clock. He never got back home till after 6.
Oh, he just stayed with Buddy all day.
Oh, he went over to Jesse Walker's place. So Buddy come home and he didn't have him. I said, well, what did you do with my husband? He said he's going to Francis. I said, oh, well, I know that he's over there. Francis' husband would bring him home sometime.
Yeah.
So after 6 o'clock, and yes, Sid, he brought him home.
Well, I'm glad he had a visit.
I'm glad too. I wish he'd go somewhere today. I believe it helps him.
Yes.
Why, yes. You know,
well,
yes.
I enjoyed my visit. I'll go back now and watch him gnaw a while.
When he headed from the school.
Well, I hear every day or so. Baby's still fine.
That's Channel 2 over. It's around 3:50. And the end of Visit Miss Daisy, this 19th of May, Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. Channel on the 220 machine. Channel 2 over, around 3:50. And the end of Visit Miss Daisy, this Wednesday morning, 19th of May, 1971. On the big machine, the 220 machine. This is Channel 2 over, around 3:50. And the end of Visit Miss Daisy is Wednesday morning, 19th May, 1971, on the 220 machine.